Good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a public opinion survey about Fresno County, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in
yes.
Fresno County? Thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. Now, what are the chances that you will vote on the primary ballot? I know it's a long way off, man, but are you almost as certain to vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
I certainly will.
Certainly. Thank you, ma'am. Again, I appreciate you taking the time to help me. I'll be very brief. In presidential primary election, some people vote for president and state office, but skip voting for city and county office. Now, when you vote on the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local office like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Almost certain, probably? 50-50?
Yeah, almost certain.
Certain. Thank you. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, and can you please tell me what is the year that you were born?
2000.
Thank you. And moving on. Okay. Now, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Are you or someone in your house?
Me and my family.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going on the right direction, or do you feel that things are going off the wrong track? And generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, how do you feel?
I think it's generally in the right direction. Hello?
Yeah, my apologies. I'm going to read you real quick the list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Now, can you please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor? I'm going to read them all, and then you can pick one if you can. I know they're all important, man. But real quick, public safety and crime, housing affordability, it's been a long day, inflation and cost of living, homelessness, public infrastructure, like roads and bridges, parental rights and education, jobs and wages, or water policy. I know they're all important, but if you had to pick one, what would be the one?
What were the second and third ones you said again?
Public safety and crime, housing affordability, inflation and cost of living. That's the first one.
Okay.
And homelessness. Yes?
And I have to pick one?
Yeah, I know they're all important, but just for the sake of research.
Okay. I guess I would say housing affordability.
Housing affordability. Now, I'm going to read you real quick the names of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings toward each of as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or never heard of that person, just let me know, and we'll move on, okay? Now, real quick, Mr. Grady Bredfeld, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
What was that name?
Gary Bredfeld.
Jerry Bredfeld, I don't know who they are.
Okay. Now, how about Gavin Newsom? Favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, okay. And, I'm sorry, here we go. Joe Biden, same question. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And Donald Trump, same question, same options.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And Paul Dictos?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Never heard of it, or you had no opinion?
I don't know. I've never heard of them.
Steve Brandow.
Favorable. I've never heard of him.
Never heard of it. Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. I do appreciate your patience on the line. Now, thinking about the March primary election. If the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors and your district, if it was held today, and the candidates were Gary Radfeld, a businessman and city council member, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictus, a CPA and county assessor recorder, Steve Brandau, a county supervisor and businessman, and Dion Bordes. For who would you go if you had to pick one?
Honestly, I don't know any of those people. I'd have to research them more.
I understand, man. We can move on. Okay? We're going to learn more about it. Now, if the election were held today and you have to decide right now at this very moment with the information that you got handy or what you know, just for the sake of a research, which candidate will you lean towards? Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictus, a CPA and county assessor recorder, or Steve Brandau, a county supervisor and businessman, or Dion Bordes? Still undecided?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know too much about them? Okay. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandau as a county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I guess just fair.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I really don't know. I guess just fair.
Okay, should I record that as your answer, or you want to leave it like no opinion?
I guess fair.
Okay, thank you. And there's no right or wrong answer. It's your opinion that matters. Now, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. Now, for each one, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Here's the first one. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees. Will you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate, ma'am?
I'm sorry, you said... Hold the what for?
A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Hold the line? What does that mean?
I'm sorry. I'm required to read verbatim, and that's all I have written in order not to influence your opinion. And to the best of... Yes, ma'am. It says a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees. Will you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
I guess more.
More likely or somewhat, much more likely or somewhat likely?
Somewhat.
And a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library. Will you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
Less.
Someone less or someone more likely?
Somewhat less.
I'm sorry, I couldn't barely hear you, ma'am. Can you repeat that one more time?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less likely, okay. A candidate who served in the military and worked as a medical professional at the Fresno VA. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely that you will vote for this kind of candidate?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents, will you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
Probably less.
Someone less likely,
yeah.
Right? Okay. How about a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos? Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes. Same question, same options.
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less, okay. And a candidate who's 80 years old. Same question.
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less. And a candidate who's a Democrat. Same question, same options.
Definitely more.
So much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, I'm going to read you real quick statements about the three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me, ma'am, if there is no chance, a small chance, or a fair chance, or a good chance that you will vote for that candidate. Okay, here's the first one. Steve Brandau currently serves as a county supervisor, where he has supported local business, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brandau has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Now, Brandau is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. Now, after hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance for you to vote for Mr. Steve Brandau for county supervisor?
Probably no chance.
No chance, you say?
Correct.
Okay. Now, Mr. Paul Dictus currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. And he's running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayers to advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $40 million deficit. Now, Dictus will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality service to the public. Now, after hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, fair chance, or a good chance for you to vote for Mr. Paul Dictus for county supervisor?
A fair chance.
A fair chance. Okay, we're almost done, ma'am. Now, Gary Bredefeld currently serves at the Fresno City Council, where he fought against mask mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. Now he's running for the county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Now Bredefeld will fight for honest and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. Now, after hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, small chance, fair chance, or good chance for you to vote for Mr. Brendan Fell for county supervisor?
A chance.
A small chance or a fair chance? Or no chance?
No chance.
No chance. Okay. Thank you. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor will help today, and the candidates were Gary Bredefeld, a businessman and city council member, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictus, a CPA and county assessor recorder, Steve Brandau, county supervisor and businessman, and Dion Bordes. For who would you vote if you had to decide, for the sake of a research, after hearing that information? I know you're going to do probably more research, but what would you
vote? Who's the middle person you said?
Okay, here's the first one. I'm sorry. This is for the county supervisor, okay? Now, the first one is Gary Bredefeld, a businessman and city council member. Now, Bryce Herrera and Paul Dictus, a CPA and county assessor recorder. Steve Brandau, a county supervisor and businessman. And Dion Bordes. For who would you vote if you had to pick one, if the election was held today?
I'm sorry, I don't, the third one, what was his name?
Okay, the first one, Gary Bredefeld, the second one, Bryce Herrera, and the third one was Paul Dictus.
Yes, that one.
That one, Paul Dictus, thank you. Now, moving on. Finally, ma'am, I would just like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only so we can finish. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
A Democrat. Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
Is a strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat, okay.
I wouldn't call myself. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, my apologies. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. Finish your sentence, please.
Sorry, I couldn't. I was asking what was the question. You said, would I describe myself as a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Yeah, the question is, would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat? That was the question.
I guess a strong Democrat.
A strong Democrat, okay. Now, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal? How do you consider yourself?
Liberal.
And very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Probably very liberal.
Very liberal. Okay. And what's the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm sorry, what's the question?
What's the last year of schooling that you have completed? Like a high school graduate, a non-college, including vocational or technical or trade school, some college, including community college, a two-year degree, a four-year college graduate or postgraduate?
I have some college done. I will graduate this semester.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank
now,
you.
Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I rent my apartment.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. It's been a pleasure talking to you, ma'am. And again, very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? Goodbye.
Thank you. You too. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.